Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Isn't always easy. Family life comes with its joys, its struggles, and its stories. That's why we created Family Room, the show where real conversations about parenting and family happens. Join Faye Kemi every Saturday at 6 p.m. on Radio Africana, right here in Manchester, as we dive into heartfelt conversations, from raising confident children to keeping love alive at home to building stronger family bonds. Whether you are a parent, guardian, or simply part of a family, Family Room is your space to listen, share, and grow together. Family Room, because every family has a story worth telling, only on Radio Africana, Manchester.
Good evening and welcome to the Family Room on Radio Africana. It's another beautiful Saturday. I believe everyone, you've had a good week. I've had one, though it was quite hectic for me. So, and you're welcome to the Family Room, where we talk about parenting, we talk about children, and of course we talk about family life. How are your children doing? How are you coping as a parent? And how is the family life? I would like to tell you, it's not really easy coping, you know, with the family, coping with spouses, coping with children. So we are not perfect. Like I always tell my own husband as well, we are not perfect, but we always strive to perfection. And then we should always, as parents, know, especially if you're married, that you are not you come from different backgrounds, so definitely there are some things that sometimes might not just add up, or we never add up, but we all strive towards perfection. So tonight we are telling the truth. That is what we're doing tonight on the Family Room. It's going to be fun, it's going to be hilarious, and I'm your host Faye Kemi, and you're listening. If you're listening with your children, just prepare yourself, brace up with your children, because we're going to make you laugh, because I've got someone in the house tonight, in this Family Room tonight, that will make us laugh. Remember, thank you to my TikTok fans that always, once I go live, they join me. Thank you for joining me live on TikTok on Family Room. Thank you so much. I do appreciate every time you come and you stay there and you stay till the end of the show. Even sometimes I will have to end the live before everyone leaves. Thank you so much. I don't take it for granted. If you have joined us live on Radio Africana, whether you're driving in UK or you're in your room or you're in your kitchen or in your bathroom, wherever you are, thank you for tuning in to Radio Africana. If you're joining us online on Radio Africana, if you want to also join on the online, you can go to www.radioafricana.com and remember to follow me, Faikemi Bangboshe, on Facebook and also on Instagram, but on TikTok it's FK Mighty. So you can follow me, you can like and share my content, because it's all about family, it's all about parenting, and it's all about children, because I believe that is the how we can build a good society, and then we can have a solid future, because our children are our future. So thanks to everyone. Tonight's topic is about, you know, is a controversial one. It's about African parents versus Western parenting, and it's a funny truth we don't say out loud. So we're going to be talking about those funny truths that we don't say out loud. So from, you know, African parents, from I will deal with you when we get home. I believe that rings a bell for so many people. I'll deal with you when you get home. And to the Western world, where the parents will say, let's talk about your feelings. Let's talk about your feelings. So I've got no other to do justice to this. I've got no other person but a versatile and charismatic event host. She's got a lot of positive energy, enthusiasm, and professionalism to every occasion. Not just occasion. You can't meet this lady and she will not give you that positive energy. Every time myself and I talk, you know, we just keep talking and talking and talking, and then a lot of things keeps popping up. She's so filled with so much wisdom when you talk to her. She's a content creator, a comedian, and a radio show host. So I've got with me in the studio Lady Light. Everyone join your hands together and welcome Lady Light.
Hello, can you hear me?
Lady Light, you're welcome. Are you on TikTok live now?
Not yet. I sent you a message on.
Okay, I will check. So thanks to everyone on TikTok. I can see you, Tinola. I can see you, K Money. I can see you, Mrs. Samuel Adland. I can see everyone. Thanks for joining me. I can see Virgin. I can see KG. Yeah, I can see everyone on Instagram. So Lady Light, you're welcome. We're going to be talking, like I said, about African parent versus Western parenting. I believe you've had a good week. How was your week? Hope you have enjoyed. You're enjoying your Saturday already. And you're looking forward to the new week, right?
Yes, I am. I had a beautiful week. And yeah, my Saturday is going well. My weekend is going well. So yeah, thank you.
All right. So it's not just going to be English this night. This beautiful lady that I've got with me this evening, she's going to switch. So your pardon us, is going to be a mix of English and broken English, you know, for people that are on the side of the continent, they will understand. But if you are in the UK, US, Canada, you might need to listen to some of the things. So, but before we dive into the real topic of today, we're going to be talking about so many things. So we'll come back after this quick break. We're going to take a quick music break and we're going to be taking that's beautiful song, Great Nation by Timmy Dakolo. Don't go away.
Down and be people with one heart for one cause. We're determined to rebuild and restore. We're freedom.
Nigeria and all nations in the world and also in Africa, every nation will become great again, and there won't be any war, there won't be any rumor of war, and our children will live and also outlive us. So welcome back again to the Family Room, and today we have no other pressing but Lady Light. I call her Lady of the Light. Lady Light, are you still there? Can you hear me?
Lady Light, are you still there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay,
it seems there's an echo. Maybe you need to turn off something on.
Off. So I went off TikTok.
Okay, all right.
Off TikTok, so maybe that's
okay. Fine. Okay, are you okay now? Can you talk now?
Yes, I can. So it means okay. I can go on TikTok here as well. So
all right. Wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. No problem. If you can't go on TikTok live, it's fine. So the topic again is African versus Western parenting. And so, Lady Light, we want to ask you, let's start just simple. What's the biggest difference between African parenting and Western parenting? What's the biggest difference?
Firstly, one is the one that they say gentle parenting. Then there's the African way. Do you understand the African way of where we believe that? Well, but why are we wired?
Okay, Lady Light. Please, we are having issues with that line that we call that you asked us to call you back on. Can we go on a short break and we call you back on the other number again? Is that okay? Because we are having issues with this other line. Please, we'll go on a short break so that we can get Ring Lady Light back in on the other number. Please don't go away, everyone. Sorry about the glitch. Thank you. Thank you.
said you, I cannot wait to see you. You are the treasure I've been waiting for. Do you know how much I really need you? I dey pray for the day when I can finally kiss you. You know say every day I dey pray for you. Oh, in my heart today is a permanent place for you. That's why my heart it dey beat like do do bang, do do bang. Cause now you I choose, so I am family.
Yes, thank you, thank you. Lady Lights, can you hear us now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, now it's good now. Thanks to, yes, very well, loud and clear. Thanks to everyone that has joined on TikTok. It's still the family room where we talk about family, we talk about children, and we talk about parenting. And I've got Lady Light, who is an event show host and also a comedian with us tonight. So Lady Light, I asked you before we had that glitch, what is the biggest difference between African parenting and Western parenting?
African parenting has to do with authority. So you don't question. They tell you sit down without questioning.
Mm.
they use eyes to put you in your place.
Mm, that eye, eh?
While you're misbehaving, your mom looks at you or your dad looks at you. There's no telling you that you have to adjust.
Mm, you just have to adjust.
So that's for, yeah, so that's for African parents. Mm. Then for Ndocha parents. You know what Ndocha is, right?
Yeah.
Ndocha is Oyibo people.
Ndocha
is Oyibo people.
Ndocha, right?
Yes.
Ndocha. Okay.
Ndocha, yes.
Yeah.
So Oyibo people.
Mm.
Oh. So there's this gentle parenting, right? Mm. Where you get to negotiate with your child.
Ha. Yeah.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? It's perfect sounding somehow. Mm. Anyway, that you get
African.
To negotiate.
Me, I don't change labels. I will negotiate. Used to sit down here. They do authority. It will never work, Lady Light. You know why? Because it's a different world. That is the culture. Right from the child,
it's a different
world. You know one thing about the Western culture. Right from the early years education, the early years. It's very crucial. It's part of the culture. They believe that is the time when you start building your children between age 1 and age 5. I worked as an early years practitioner for some years here, and I know how it is. While you don't talk down at your children, even talking down is not as if you're abusing them. When you want to talk to a child that is between age 1 and 5, you know they are shorter than you. You don't even stand, and they are just down there and you're talking. That's what they mean by talking down. You have to go down to their level. Sometimes you see the tutors, you see the parents just going down. It's part of the culture. It's part of their ways. And then we all just have to adapt, you know, especially for people that moved into the Western world, you know, like Canada, like United States of America, like the UK. You just have to adapt to that culture. But is that culture the right one? So, you know, that's why we are talking about it. So African parents, you know, versus, you know, African parents, you know, they don't explain. They just announce. Go to your room. You just have to go to your room. Recently, one of my daughters, when I say do something, she'll say, why do I need to do something? The other one, she asked questions, why do I need to? But before, when she was quite younger, she will not ask why. Not that because she was quite younger, but now she'll ask, why do I need to sit down, like you said. So like you rightly said, it is negotiation, really. Lady Lights, are you still there? Hello, Lady Light. Are you still there? Try to reconnect back with Lady Light if she comes back. She's back. Lady Light, are you back now? Lady Light, can you hear me? Okay, Lady Light, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you
hear me? Yes, we lost you for some seconds there. So why are African parents naturally strict? And do you think Western parents are too soft sometimes?
FK, mm-hmm. but does she want me to tell you the truth, or you just want us to sugarcoat something? If you want us to sugarcoat, you tell us, let us sugarcoat. If not, if he wants to tell the truth, it was the Yentu parenting, it was not for every children that in the war.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm.
For Africans, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our parents believe that there's a time for you to negotiate with the child.
Mm-hmm.
There are times you don't negotiate with your children,
mm.
right? Those formative years, you don't negotiate. You tell them what they need to know, what they need to do, how they have to go. It gets to a point where you negotiate. Do you understand? You ask them, oh, what do you feel about this? Do you understand? You become their friend, you become their counselor, you become, all those to them. But not from those age, what's it called, 1 to 5, toddler and all that, you're negotiating, your child is doing something that is, and at the end of the day, why I have a problem with it is, they go out there, and if you keep making excuses for them, right, they go out there, and before you know it, they are causing problem every other time. Do you understand? They are not disciplined, they are not well. To me, I feel that for the Westerners, for how they go out, how they bring up their kids, it works for them because that is how they are. Do you get? But for us, it's not the same thing. Now I'm going to say something. For your child, you know that your child is not, your child is yam, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Yam, what do I mean by yam? You know when you peel yam and it touches your body, how it itches and all that.
Yeah.
Your child is restless. And you're treating that child like egg. That child is not supposed to be treated like egg. Sometimes you pound him so that at least he can go down with soup. Okay, well, do you understand what I'm like? You pound when you need to pound, you pound.
Yeah.
You pound when you need to pound. You get, and then you negotiate when you need to negotiate. Okay, for instance.
What you are trying to say now is that there should be a balance.
Balance. Okay. But this Ndocha, I will not lie, Ndocha, there's nothing like balance for them. There's nothing. That's why you see a child who asks his mother, "Mommy, are you stupid?" Then he doesn't say, "No, it's not. He's not saying you're stupid. He's just asking you a question." Please, FK, can you ask your mommy, no matter what she does, can you ask her, please, are you stupid?
No, then
you will not be explaining that this question. No. Do you understand it? So for me, what I think is, you go abroad and then you have to change your style of parenting and all of that because of the environment. But the truth is, when you go abroad, these children don't change. It's not as if they go somewhere and then they change the blood in them.
Mm-hmm.
You get it. Yes, so whatever it is, you have to try to create a balance as an African parent.
Mm-hmm.
So you go abroad. So even when you have to, like, there are times when you have to raise your voice to say, this is why I'm raising my voice. I tell them, because I know that, at least I hear that they can call the cops to say, oh, my mom is doing this, my mom is doing that. Tell them that, well, if you call cops, it was on your own. They could carry you, come out, you know, see money, you know, see daddy. Okay. So if you want to call,
do you know that thing that I remember someone too that said,
you understand what I was
saying? That thing happened to the girl. Yeah. The girl actually called the cops and then they carried her away. So it's just the honest truth.
So if you tell that he wants to negotiate when you go there, you sit down your children, you tell them, but see where we are now. So if I talk to you, when they ask you for school, mommy, does mommy raise voice at you? You could tell, no, mommy, he's treat me like say he was my mommy. You understand? He doesn't do like that. You have to tell them, because the truth was that they take in these kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to them, they feel they are doing them a favor, right? To them, they feel the government loves them. But the truth is, when these kids are teenagers and they go wrong, the same government takes them to where they have to take them to. Do you understand? Forgetting that you did not allow the parents of these kids to actually stand their ground and then treat them, train them or nurture them the way that they are supposed to train them. Do you get it? So, but at the end of it, so for instance, if you're 19 or 18 and then you do something wrong, when they take you to, what is that, this thing called now? They don't try to say, oh,
like,
okay,
to
no,
rehabilitate you, the child or to,
and all that. Yes, they don't negotiate.
So what I get, Lady Light, from what you're saying is that whether you're an African parent, whether you are a Western parent, it is very important that you coach your child, you train your child the way they should be, or train them in a way that they should understand how to do things in that formative year. And what a lot of people don't understand is that that formative year is actually between age 1 and age 5. Like I told you, give it to the Westerners. The formative year, a lot of things goes because I also worked with the children in the formative year for some time. I worked with them. So a lot of things goes into the formative year. That is when their communication skills are developed, their interpersonal skills and their cognitive reasoning, their relationship and everything with people and all that. Honestly, I would tell you, in that formative year, a lot of parents, a lot of tutors, they sit down, they talk. Anytime if I'm in a particular school and I'm working in a particular school, I tell you for a fact, when a child does something bad, I'm not talking about every other person in the Western world, but in the UK here, when a child does anything bad in that formative year of age 1 to 5, they call the child, they sit the child down. They sit the child down, they let the child know, they communicate, they negotiate, you know, with the child about that formative year. Is the time to communicate for the child to know, I'm not meant to do this. And they tell them consequences. I'm telling you for a fact, you know, it's not sugarcoating it now. They do that. But there's a gap before that, after that year. So the gap from primary, they still do that. So by the time the children get to a certain age, that is when they, you know, everybody believes, even as parents, they are old enough, you know, to make their decisions. They are old enough to say some certain things. And that is where that balance should actually come in. The fact that they are older does not mean we should not explain to that child, you know, what they should do and what they should not do and what they should not do.
Hello?
And the consequences. I can hear you. You want to say something to react to what I've said? Go on.
Hello, FK. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Lady Light.
Okay. I lost you at some point.
Okay. So I was just explaining that formative year between age 1 to 5, it's actually very, very important. And what you have said
important,
is there should be balance. In as much as we are negotiating with our children, to everyone listening on TikTok as well, or listening to me on radio, in as much as we are trying to negotiate with our children and not pound and not beat, we should, as much as possible, you know, teach them to do things right, so that they will come better. So, Lady Light, I want to ask some African... Let's look at the fun comparison now. You know, African parents will say, because I said so. And Western parents will say, let's discuss your emotions. Which one is... Can you compare these two and tell us, is there any... Maybe you want to tell us about the pros and cons of because I said so. And if you have life experiences you want to share with us, or let's discuss your emotions.
Well, okay. The person that used to discuss emotions with me is my mom. Mm-hmm. My mom, she would discuss emotions. Mm-hmm. She would just tell stories. Mm. And my mom, right? It was somewhat, yes, you could say gentle parenting, because she would tell you, this is the right way to go and this is the wrong way to go. You choose. You get it. But I had people too who will pound when it was time for me to pound. Mm. Like, pound you so that you can go down with okra soup or something. Like, what I'm trying to say is, pound, like, when it's time for them to hit you. And my mom, right, to a large extent, didn't have anything against it. But the only thing she had against it was, if you're going to flog this child, right, let them stretch out their hands so you don't hurt them, so that you don't disfigure them or something like that. Mm. That was all she had. And then she was like, don't beat them with hatred. So when you, even if you're going to do something, maybe flog them or something, explain why you're doing it. Mm. Yes, why you're doing it. Mm. Do you understand? So I had
if you're going to spank, because when you say flog, that flog sounds like do you understand?
Spank. We are just using words to confuse ourselves. You know,
all right.
Yeah, just using words to just confuse her. Okay, so at the end of the day now, at the end of the day, do you know where the upbringing matters?
Mm.
That's why you see that African children, let me speak about Nigerians. That's why you see that Nigerians can survive almost anything, especially the millennials. millennials upwards, that's why you see that they can survive almost anything. But you see Gen Z's, you see the ones, the teenagers, that's why they struggle with everything. Because you want the child to have everything. Now, growing up, you knew that your parents had a lot. They could afford so much, right? But there were times when they would tell you no, and it was an outright no. They weren't going to negotiate with you.
I did to one of my girls today, the younger one. I told her no. She asked me to pick up a gift in the store for her friend. It's tomorrow's, but I said no. And she's the one that is always, you know, beating my hand when I'm doing impulse buying. I said no. I was not ready to negotiate. I said no, and that is no. And then she understood.
It helped.
All right. So now, let me ask you again. You know, African child, sometimes, let's look at another scenario. Let's look at another scenario. I think we lost Lady Light again. Let's look at another scenario. African child knows.
You know things to expect. Do you understand? Mm. For instance, you're putting in for a job and stuff. You get a no today, you come back tomorrow and all that. But you see the kids of these days, they just believe that everything should go their way. Do you understand? They just believe that when I want something, I want that thing. And then they will get it at all costs, by all means. Do you understand? So that's why you see that people in their 20s, early 20s, teenagers are doing all sorts of things. No. Because, well, at home, you weren't taught that, okay, no is no. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. And then the world out there, they are not prepared for the world out there. That's what I think.
And when they get
that's why you see that they face something and the next thing they slip into depression.
Yeah, and they just have this emotional bust out and all that. Now, so I want to ask you, let's take another scenario. African parents in public place will say, don't embarrass me. Don't embarrass me because maybe a child has said something, like that words that you said, stupid. If an African child says something to the parents and says, don't embarrass me. But the Western parents will say, it's okay, express yourself. So what do you think about that? Lady Light.
Nah, please, I choose. Because even the way you said it, let's talk about it in public. Let's talk about it in public. So in public, you now look at your mom and say, mom, don't do that. Are you stupid? See, African parents, when they just turn and look, they will not say anything. Well, mommy, are you? As if your mom turns and
you
looks
just
at
stop.
You. Oh, mommy. You change what you were going to say because you know that you cannot ask mom, are you stupid, you cannot try it. I've heard it. I think it was Kim, it was somebody, some prominent celebrity. I heard she was asking her mom, are you stupid? I froze. I was looking at it was TV. I was watching TV that day. She said, mom, don't be stupid. Abby, are you stupid? I say, I froze. You cannot try it with an African parent. You can't. And then when you ask, you say, oh, it's because, well, she's just expressing herself. We're losing it, though.
So what is your advice now, Lady Light? What is your advice to a lot of African, Asian parents? I don't think the Asians, because they actually sometimes, you know, stay true to their culture. So I would say African parents, particularly that migrated to other parts of the Western world, like the USA, like the Canada, like... What is your own advice to them when it comes to, you know, what we're talking about?
Okay, so rather than negotiate, what's it called? Negotiate, I have to always negotiate with you, right? Talk to them. Tell them sometimes why you need to raise your voice. So for instance, you can say, if you're naughty, I will raise my voice at some point because I will be frustrated. I'm a human being, right? Explain to them so that when it happens, it's not as if you're doing it because you hate them. It's because they've done something that stretched you. Do you understand? Explain to them that this is how it is. We're Africans. Yes, we're here, but we're still Africans. And your upbringing matters because you're going to go back at some point to Africa. Do you get it? So if you don't get these things right, when you go back, it will be as if I didn't bring you up well. It's as if you lack home training and all that. Let me ask you a question. There are a couple of people who have said, oh, I was in the US, I grew up in the US, I grew up in the UK until I got to, maybe college years or something, and then they sent me back to Africa. When you come here, your head will be correct by force. By the time you live with maybe your grandmom or something, you will see that things are different. And there was somebody who, I can't remember the person who was saying, and he said when he came back, Omo, the training here was in, and he really thanked his, he really thanked, now that he's grown up, that he really thanks his mom for sending him back to Africa. You get it? So
yes, for I've seen a lot of parents actually sending their children back to Africa because they just feel like, they just feel like, and for those of us that, you know, have grown-up children, we want to say, we just want to give everything to God, that because we've been able to use, even, you know, what would say, training them in the way of the Lord has actually helped some of us, you know, actually it's really helped, because that fear in them that, yeah, I need to respect my parent, I need to respect anybody that is older than me, and they still have that freedom to talk about however they are feeling. Sometimes I know my husband, you know, will sit the children down and talk to them and ask them to express their feelings and all that and all that. You know, sometimes I sit down with them too and I ask them to express their feelings and I'll tell them, this is why yesterday I remember I said to tell them, if you don't want me to raise my voice, like you said, you don't want me to shout, I've asked you, always shut this particular door every time. And I keep saying it every time, every minute, every second. I will scream. There's no way, I'm a human being, you understand. So parents to children, the teenagers, if they are listening to me, they should also understand that parents too, they have blood running in their vein. Lady Light, don't go away. Everyone on TikTok, don't go away. If you're also listening on Radio Africana, don't go away. We'll go on a quick music break right now, and that is the music of the video. Aye, we'll be right back.
Baby, you go killing somebody.
Okay, welcome back. It's still the family room. If you are on TikTok live with me, thank you for joining me live on TikTok. Lady Light also is on TikTok. Follow Lady Light Comedian. She's live on TikTok. She's also on TikTok with me. Please follow Lady Light on TikTok and follow me FK Mighty on TikTok if you're listening on radio, and of course follow me Feikemi Bambushi on Facebook and also on Instagram. And I've got my YouTube channel, that is Feikemi Bambushi TV, so you get to see to watch the show. After the show, I always post a lot of even different, you know, topics that we've done before. Thanks to everyone. Thanks to my fans on TikTok that always join me live. So today we are still talking about African parents versus Western parenting. Sorry about the noise. I think it's from Lady Light. So now we're going to go into the family games segment. If you want to join into the conversation, please remember to call us on Radio Africana. You can call us, message, not call us. You can message us on that number, 0744-881-1570. You can add +244, it's because Lady Light is on the call with me today, so I've added +234 several times today. So you could just add, if you're not in the UK, so add +44 744-881-1570. So you can join the conversation by messaging us, or you message us also on TikTok if you want to have, if you want to like Lady Light, like you people will say, if you want to chook mount. Lady Light, are you there?
Yes, if you want to chook mount me.
Yes, if you want to chook mount for with Lady Light and
if you
myself.
Want to put your mouth in the on the matter, you can call us on that number. No,
message.
Don't call us, Mbo.
Yes.
Message.
Message or WhatsApp.
We can read your message.
All right.
Yes, WhatsApp us. Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. So now, back to the game segment. I want to ask you, who said what? Number one, I would say African. You tell me if it is an African parent or a Western parent. So if you are at home to follow the games, who said it? African parent or Western parent? Number one, because I said so. Lady Light,
can I answer?
Yes, miss.
Yes, now African parents now. Authoritative.
Now, number two, let's talk about how you feel.
Let's talk about how you feel.
Lady Light.
For your parents.
Yes. Please calm down. Sit down. Are you okay?
You know I love you. Mommy loves you.
Daddy loves you.
Are you breathing oxygen?
Yes, I'm breathing oxygen. Lady Light, number three. Number three. When we get home, you will understand. What I will do to you today when we get home.
You have said it. It is from your tone. It's African parents.
Oh, gosh. Or some people will say, please. Have you ever experienced? Let me tell you, we had an aunt that time. If the parents, you know, it was a family house. If the parents in the different, you know, we have uncles and everybody, aunties with different, you know, different houses within a very big compound. So when a particular parent is beating a child, that particular auntie is one of the big aunties, she will say, please don't give that child 10, just give the child 4. What kind of wickedness is that? Four. Can't you just say don't beat four. At all? She will say just give 4.
Okay.
Just give 4. Four
no,
strokes
now,
of the cane.
Now,
the fourth one, let me ask you this one. You have a choice.
Open doncha. Oyibo people.
Yes, you have a choice. That is it. So, Lady Light, what would be your own advice to people who at the moment feels, my children are not listening to me because they have moved we have moved, we have changed continent, my children are not listening to me, my teenagers are not listening to me. What's your own advice to them at this point?
If you're a teenager already, anyway,
as a parent,
so if the person is, if your child is a teenager, if you have a teenager already, like they are in their teenage years, right? Teen years, it's, I don't know if there's really, it's just two things. You keep talking, pampering, and what's that word we were using before?
Calm down.
Negotiating. Yes, because at this point, they've gone beyond where you want to start flogging, all those spanking, no matter the word you want to use, they've gone beyond that, right? If you were not there when they were all them 6, 5 and upwards to really put them on the right track. Now, honestly, you can't spank, you can't hit, you have to negotiate.
Yeah,
and for me, what I would say is, like I said earlier, explain to them that yes, you can, you can decide to call the cops, but the truth is, they will take you away from me, and I'm sure that's not what you want. Do you understand? Talk to me. I don't know. Maybe it's because of how I was brought up. There's nothing you cannot tell a child, except, you know, some children, they just have coconut head. Except it's those ones. But then, once you have that child, and then the child has been with you, right? There's nothing. Then we pray. Don't be angry. Me, I'll still say, pray.
Let's take a couple of message. Adiola. I've got Adiola. Adiola from London, UK. So we've got some messages here. Said Feikemi, this topic is too real. My children asked me why one day, and I was shocked. In my house growing up, there was no why, only yes mommy, go and drop that thing, yes mommy, don't sit down there, yes mommy. Let me read another message. Michael says, from Manchester, UK, Michael says, I'm trying to balance both styles. So Michael, I would say, already understand there are two different styles. I want my kids to respect me, but also feel comfortable talking to me. It's not easy at all. And that's where I think what you said, balance, comes in. What do you think about those two messages? Yes.
I like what he's saying. Like, you see, to an extent, I feel that, yes, African parents, they have their way. Oh, they can be strict. But they also understand, a lot of them also understand that there is a time for you to become that child's and friend, where you ask them to try to make them speak up. But the problem I have with the other one is they never raise voice, it's just the gentle, you talk. So when that child grows to that point where they're supposed to respect you and all that, it's no longer there. And at that point, they do all sorts of things. The other day I saw a video on social media where some woman, her son, right? I don't know what she said she did, whether she took his phone away from him or something like that, and he was destroying things. I was angry, where I was like, do you get it? I think they live in the UK or the US. I can't remember when.
Are you sure that child does not have special needs?
No, I will special needs. It's not. I will special needs.
All right, let's read another message. We are going to wrap up in a few minutes. But this one, I think I saw one now. Let me just quickly look for it. Let me just go back to the messages. One says from Birmingham, Ingozi says, my son told me, mommy, you need to calm down. I just looked at him like, who taught you that? Mommy, calm down. Remember that thing on social media that went viral?
Mommy, calm down.
So there's this one, that's David from Texas, USA, says, I grew up in Nigeria and now raising kids here in the US is different. The system forces you to explain everything to the children. What is your own opinion? Do we have to always explain everything?
Try to be balanced
with delight.
If you're there, I don't.
You know, it's African versus Western. Try to be balanced.
Yes, if you're there, you don't particularly have a choice. right? Mm-hmm. But what I would advise is, if you're there, when you want to, that all those their years you want to negotiate, then when it's time, we'll send them to Africa. Let's teach them some home training.
send them to Lady Light.
reset their brain so that they will have a bit of both. Do you understand?
Mm.
Where it's not, because the truth, FK, is at the end of the day, these children will face the world.
Yes.
If they are too soft, it's also a problem.
Mm.
Do you understand? If they are too soft, it's also a problem.
Okay, let's take one more message. Yeah. Let's take one more message. This one is from Ottawa, Canada, and the person is Paul. He says, "My kids negotiate everything. Even bedtime is now a discussion. This Western life is something else." No, I just think what Paul is saying is, for me, my kids don't then negotiate bedtime, because that is how they have grown up. They know their bedtime from the set goal is 7 p.m. They are teenagers now. They are used to still going to bed at 7:30, 8 o'clock. It is maybe when it is weekend, Friday, Saturday, or during the holiday. Of course, we pamper them. They stay back to watch TV late till about 10 p.m. But it is not negotiable. Midweek, Monday to Thursday, bedtime is 7:30. They study their Bible, they pray together, and then they go to bed. That is just it. And they gist. Both of them, they actually gist. Even yesterday, I was listening to them. They kept gisting. Then when I went into the room, the other one said, "Mom, she was talking and then she slept off." I said, "Don't worry. She resembled someone." So now we don't really have time. Let me take one more message before we wrap up. I told my daughter to greet properly, and she said, "Hi, everyone." I said, "No, kneel down properly." That is Kemi from London, UK. Honestly, I would tell you that parents, especially in this Western world, need to do that. You see a lot of children. I've seen a child. This is a child that will kneel down when was at the other side. And the child say, "I." Even my husband complained one day, said, "That child just told me I." It is my children will not say "I" to parents. They greet them properly, because that is where I've taught them. So on this final note, what is your final, just in 30 seconds, Lady Lai? But before you give that, I want to say thank you very much. It's been fun, and I would love to have you again another time. I believe everyone on TikTok actually enjoyed you. And we'll have to start having you monthly to join us on this show. So I want to quickly tell us your last take for children and for parents.
Last take for parents, mm-hmm. you can always negotiate, right? Mm-hmm. So for mm-hmm. instance, if you want that child to be in bed like 7,
okay.
sit down, talk to the child, tell the child why they should be in bed by 7, okay. right? It's you can always have your way if you want.
Negotiate.
You understand?
How about children? What's your final negotiate, word for the yes. children?
Children, but listen to your parents. Mm. Listen to your parents. They have your best interest for mine.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm.
Children, listen to your parents.
All
at
right.
the end of the day, they have your best interest at heart.
All right,
so yeah,
thank you.
All I have to say.
All right, thank you so much, Lady Lights, for joining us. African parents can learn communications. I think that we can sum it here. And Western parents can learn discipline. So we can actually exchange our styles and culture. And at the end of the day, the balance that Lady Lights mentioned is key. Thank you, Ibsam, for my badges. Thank you, everyone that joined me on TikTok. Next Saturday is another time. The time is never enough. And every parent wants the same thing: to raise respectful children, to raise responsible children, and of course, the confident children. This is The Family Room on Radio Africana, and I'm your host, Faye Kemi. Thank you to my amazing guest, Lady Light, for bringing laughter and truth to our conversation. Until next time, keep building strong families, and don't forget to laugh. Yes, don't forget to laugh. Bye, everyone. Thank you, Lady Light.
Bye.
So be a shoulder to cry on when you're in need. They'll never leave you alone, no. When your friends bring you down and they drag you through. through the hurt, just remember the family comes first.
You gonna run,
where you gonna run,
when no one is around.
I cannot wait to see you. You are the time.